Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Y'all have great pulse of the city, and I really love listening to your show.
With John Lopez and Landry Locker, you're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
Landry Locker, John Lopez with you. Figgy Fig holding it down as well. Lot to get into, such little time. It is Reaction Monday, as we say, during the NFL season. NFL season, little different around here. Coaching change, we were a part of it. Standoff with Deshaun Watson, we were a part of it. New general manager, we were a part of it. But we are going through, J-Lo, a legal battle between Deshaun Watson and his accusers. And we finally have the emergence, and I think the F word is very important when we discuss this.
Wait, what?
The emergence of facts. We have some facts. The strategy of the defense, the mindset of the defense is very clear now. We now know that the defense team of Deshaun Watson is acknowledging, for the most part, that he was getting a few massages a week. That he was setting up massages through Instagram, and that there was sexual intercourse, which Rusty Harden, the attorney for Deshaun Watson, is describing as consensual. So we know that now. Facts are emerging. Theories are emerging. Questions are emerging. And we'll hear Rusty Harden hold court in 30 minutes right here on Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, and that's important because you've been saying accurately, and we've been trying to be careful about it, all this talk about massages and stuff was coming from one side, right? It was coming from, obviously, the plaintiff's side. Well, now, in his press conference yesterday, and as you said, we will be hearing that, it's acknowledged that these were all set up massages. And to that end, no pun intended, to that end, I do have a very simple question. I and I'm not trying to be crass. I'm not trying to be trite. I think it is a very important question, and I think it's something that that certainly Tony Busby is going to bring up, if not before this goes to court, then definitely in court. And that is, if all these were consensual, right? Why was it that Rusty Harden's side has not fully acknowledged this anyway. If they were all consensual interactions, okay, why did it seem like the vast majority of them not end with intercourse or with some sort of consensual sexual activity? I think that's a very key thing, because if you're coming in from Georgia or Arizona or wherever in Houston or out of town, and you're consenting to do this massage with a certain wink-wink acknowledgement of what it's really going to be, why didn't you finish? Why was it ended before? Most of them, as far as we know. We don't have all the details of how they all ended. But that is a very important question to me.
I mean, and if this is, and I've been more careful than anybody when talking about this, when even assuming that these were all set up on Instagram, and prefaced as massages. And we still don't know case by case
right.
what the defense is saying. But I've been very consistent in saying we've got to figure out, you know, what the defense says, and the defense being Rusty Harden and Deshaun Watson and his guys, what they say about how this stuff was being set up. Now, my question is, though, so if there is consensual intercourse,
interaction,
whatever, if there is, I mean, is it pre-established? Is it a situation where you just feel out the scene and then you see if you can, like, you make a move and see how far you can take it? Like, that's really the question that I get. Because if you are Deshaun Watson, and his attorney has said it, so I'm not jumping to any conclusion, and this is the first time I can actually ask this question because mm-hmm. I've been very careful in how it happens. But assuming that these were set up as massages, as Rusty Harden has now acknowledged, we'll hear from him in 25 minutes. My question is, are these massages just set up like Bumble dates or something like that, mm-hmm. where you make a move and you see where you go? Is it predetermined what's going to happen in these massages?
Right.
Those are the questions that I have now that it has been at least addressed and it has been at least acknowledged mm-hmm. that these were set up as massages and there was consensual sex. Those are the questions that I have, because it's hard for me to hear that and really have a clear picture. Like, usually when someone has a defense, you say, okay, well, they're saying this and the other side is saying that. There's still two different stories here, but am I to believe that you're just setting up these massages and then maybe you're just feeling it out and seeing where the session
nowhere?
Takes you? Is that what we're doing? Like, what?
That's to me, and I want to tell anybody who's listening with their children, this is very sensitive, but I think it's very important. So you listen to us as you choose. But Landry, let's look at this logically, okay? Let's say you're Deshaun Watson, you reach out, and it's acknowledged now on both sides for a, quote, massage, with the understanding that it might be something else, like you said, kind of like a Bumble date. Let's see where it goes, right? From the woman's perspective, you accept it, you accept the parameters of that meeting, knowing that it might be something else, or who knows. You get to the massage, you give the massage, whatever happens, happens. He touches you or suggests something, and you say no, and then everybody goes away happy, no pun intended. I mean, to me, it doesn't make sense. If it's a consensual agreement, either before or during the massage, that this is going to be something else, why did they all end prematurely? I don't understand that.
According to the lawsuit, some of them did. And again, this is according to the lawsuits.
Right.
We don't know what.
But again,
Rusty Harden
has acknowledged the other parts.
Yeah, he said there's been consensual in some of these situations, which to me that brings up a lot more questions than I even had before.
Yeah,
than I even had previously.
And I think it kind of in a weird way helps Tony Busby's cause. They're saying both sides knew. It got to the point, they got to the room, whatever happened, yada, 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 shout out to Seinfeld. And then either it was consensual activity or it ended. From both sides, especially the woman's side, if you agree to all this and it's consensual, why didn't you finish?
We're gonna have to hear the account, and maybe we'll, if this does go to court, we'll get more details on it. We do know now that 13 of the women, their names will be presented to Rusty Harden. If it went for the 2 days, then he probably has them right now. If it's the five that Tony Busby asked for, then that will be on Wednesday. You mentioned the female perspective. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. We have some strong words from women in favor of Deshaun Watson. These are a couple Rusty Harden associates that gave their thoughts on what's going on with Deshaun Watson. Let's start with Leticia Quiñones. She is a Harden associate who has spent some time with Deshaun Watson. Give me the proper pronunciation of that.
Quiñones.
Leticia Quiñones. This is her strong defense of Deshaun Watson. And really, she makes no bones about it. She lets you know how she feels about Deshaun Watson and whether he did or did not do what he's being accused of.
I am a mother of two daughters. 26 and 18. I am a woman of 49 years of age. I am a minority, not just because of the color of my skin, but because of my gender. And more relevant than any of those things that I've shared with you, I too am a survivor. And I put that out there publicly in front of you to let you know I have authority to speak on the topic that I'm speaking on. Deshaun Watson is a young man that is probably, well, no question, he's younger than my daughter. He's young enough to be my son. And if anybody knows me, they will tell you I'm anything but weak. I'm anything but someone who will follow something just for the sake of publicity or money. I stand on much higher values than that. And from the moment that I've spent time with this young man, I have no qualms telling you that I stand here unequivocally stating the things that he has been accused of, the things that he has been persecuted for in the public, he simply has not done.
That's Leticia Quinones talking about Deshaun Watson, and she just flat out says, I've spent time with the guy, I'm a survivor, I'm a minority, he did not do this. She is making it very clear, and she's putting it out there saying Deshaun Watson did not do this. We'll hear from Rusty Harden again in 30 minutes. Interesting press conference from Rusty Harden. We'll hear him answer some questions and actually face the media types at 12:40. But your reaction to that in her really outspoken defense of Deshaun Watson?
It was strong. It was very strong. Clearly, you know, she understands and knows him quite well. It was a very good moment for Rusty Harden. And you know, we were talking about both sides because we want to be fair to both sides. I think that was really, really strong on their part. It does need to be noted that's her perspective. That's her opinion. There are 22 plaintiffs who say it was not like that. So, you know, it clearly comes down to both sides.
The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you. Could a team still want to trade for Deshaun Watson? There's a specific team that an NFL insider is saying we need to keep an eye on in the next couple weeks as a potential destination amidst all this for Deshaun Watson. We'll give that to you in 5 minutes. We'll also hear from Rusty Harden, a stacked edition of In the Loop here on Reaction Monday. AJ Hinch, former Astros manager, World Series champion, is returning to the Juice Box tonight. He is going to manage the Detroit Tigers. Detroit Tigers in town to take on the Astros, who've now lost two straight after losing Friday and Saturday to the A's. Is it really a discussion? And I don't want to make fun of the question that was thrown out there by Sean and Seth this morning, but I've heard it being asked a lot. Is there really any doubt as to whether or not AJ Hinch is going to get cheered or not tonight? Like, is there anybody out there? Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are a loophole. Is there any Astros fan out there that is going to be in attendance, or if they were in attendance, that is going to boo AJ Hinch? Is there anyone in their right mind? Now, I know the last time he was at the yard, October 30th, ironically, Zach Greinke was on the mound. He's going to be on the mound today. I wanted to boo his ass after that. I almost wanted him fired after the way he managed that game 7. But time has gone by. Time heals all wounds. Is there really anybody in the world that doesn't think that AJ Hinch deserves a proper, loud, favorable reception that he is going to get tonight at the Juice Box?
I think the better question is there anyone out of their mind so much that they won't stand and applaud and cheer for AJ Hinch? Because he deserves every bit of that. Yes, we know what happened, but AJ Hinch is the reason you're defensive about that 2017 World Series. AJ Hinch is the reason, Landry, you were mad at him for Game 7 of the World Series against the Nationals. He took this city to two World Series and won one. AJ Hinch should be applauded. You should stand up and you should cheer for that man.
And it's going to happen, 100%. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Coming up, Tony Busby responds to Rusty Harden. And despite everything going on, there's a team to watch when it comes to making a trade for Deshaun Watson. We'll give you that team next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
AJ Hinch returning tonight. Is anyone really going to boo AJ Hinch? Like, is that even really a question? 713-572-4610. We'll hear from Rusty Harden on Reaction Monday. Some facts emerge, some questions emerge. We'll give that to you a little bit later on. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Mark in P-Town. Mark, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I'm going to the game tonight for that specific reason, as to give AJ Hinch the props that guy deserves. I mean, that dude had the mother of all runs pertaining to all Houston sports, right? Baseball in particular. Dude had the mother of all runs. He was a good team. He was a hell of a manager. Made a few mistakes here and there. But as far as I'm concerned, man, that dude should never, ever have to buy a beer in this town.
And I doubt he will have to.
I totally agree.
There's no one booing AJ Hinch that I've heard from. I mean, no. maybe they're out there somewhere, but there's no one that I have heard from that's going to happen.
You can be mad. You were mad. I had to calm you down after game 7.
Oh, I'm still pissed off.
After game 7. But that doesn't mean you're not appreciative of what he brought this city.
No. I'm very appreciative of what AJ Hinch did. I fully anticipate AJ Hinch gets cheered heavily. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. So we had Rusty Harden hold court last week. We got a response, an immediate response from Tony Busby. This is what Tony Busby said in response to the press conference that you'll hear shortly right here on Sports Radio 610. And, of course, this was on Facebook.
Yeah.
Quote, I respect attorney Rusty Harden. He's one of the best lawyers our great state has to offer. He's a true legend. He is a colleague, and I consider him a friend. I hope he agrees, but today he conceded that his client gets 2 or 3 massages a week. That equates to more than 150 massages yearly outside the vast Texans organization that has trainers and massage therapists, etc. Watson sought these women out, according to the admissions of Mr. Harden, via social media, particularly Instagram. Most, if not all, of the different women Watson reached out to by direct message, I think we can all agree, is a bit strange. But here is my problem, and this is from Tony Busby's statement on Facebook. Mr. Harden, in his press conference, also stated that from his client's perspective, some or more of these massages, interactions with my clients, both licensed and unlicensed therapists, became sexual because they were, quote, consensual. All caps, no. I can tell you from my client's perspectives, these interactions were not consensual. No means no, and trying to use massage sessions is for something weird is just that weird. That's all. Signed, Tony Busby.
Yeah, he's kind of hinting around at what really occurred to me after we left the show Friday. What is sexual? Is that intercourse? Is that finishing, so to speak? Because if they ended and they said no, it doesn't matter what you consented to in advance. You know, it's like, you know, going on a date and then you want it to end and you say no, and something weird, as he says, it happens. This is a very key element of this whole thing. Now that it is acknowledged on both sides that Deshaun Watson did this, I think it's going to be a very, very much talked about.
By this, you mean had consensual sex or had sexual interaction. Regardless of
whatever that interaction was.
Sexual interaction happened, is that's what you mean by this?
I think it's very key. It's a very simple question. If you go to all the trouble to say yes to Deshaun Watson on the massage and the private visit and everything else, and he brings in the small towel and you're doing your job, and he turns over and he's, I don't know if Rusty's side has acknowledged this, but it's alleged, you know, starts thrusting and then touches these women or does something else. With these women, and the answer is no, that's not consensual to what Rusty Harden is defending. It's just not.
Landry Locker, John Lopez with you here on Sports Radio 610. We heard from Leticia Quinones earlier. Here's another Harden associate, and I think this one's interesting because we've kind of asked the question amidst all the coverage here on Sports Radio 610, and shout out to everyone on the Odyssey app, formerly the radio.com app, now a better version of that. You can rewind and listen to all your favorite shows. Another Harden associate by the name of Leah was actually sent by Rusty Harden to spend some time with Deshaun Watson when he first took on the case. She spent a couple days with him, and this is what Leah, who works with Rusty Harden, had to say about her experience as well as just the overall mindset of Deshaun Watson.
I have had an opportunity to get to know Deshaun Watson. I've spent time with him. I've spent time with women who know him personally, who have worked with him professionally. And what I want all of you to know is that there is another side to this story, a side that has not yet been told. One fact that I actually found very interesting about Deshaun is that he doesn't have an entourage. He doesn't have a staff. He books and schedules his own dentist appointments. Knowing that about him, does it surprise you that he would also schedule his own massage therapy sessions? Knowing that, is it odd that he would schedule these therapy sessions on the primary platform, and in some cases, the exclusive platform that these massage therapists use to market themselves? I think there is another side to this story that I am confident that we will be able to tell. I think that today's victories in helping us to identify who these accusers are will go a long way in helping us to share our story and to show you and to prove in court that Deshaun Watson is not the man that the plaintiffs want you to believe that he is. And I'm confident at the end of the day, in a court of law, we will prove that he is not guilty of the allegations being made against him.
All right, there we go. That's Leah from Rusty Harden's defense team talking about
Leah Graham.
Her interaction with Deshaun Watson. The defense is becoming more and more clear. And facts are emerging. We can get more into that in the 11 o'clock hour, including the most passionate defense that we've heard for Deshaun Watson, at least vocally. But Mike Florio threw this out there, and I want to get your take on this, because before this all happened, we were talking about a potential trade and, you know, who's going to trade for Deshaun Watson. There's teams that you can chalk off the list. San Francisco, gone. The Jets, looks like they're gone. Carolina, they acquired Sam Darnold. They're most likely gone, at least if a trade's going to be made right now. But Mike Florio says a team that actually added a first-round pick a couple of weeks ago, the Philadelphia Eagles, could be a team to look out for when it comes to acquiring Deshaun Watson, even with everything going on. He says if a trade does happen before the draft, Miami he does mention as a possibility, who we've been all over. But he says the Philadelphia Eagles, with that number 12 overall selection and an extra first rounder that they added, could be the team. They also have 2 third rounders in the draft as well. That could be a team to look out for when it comes to a potential trade partner within the next 17 days, which is when day one of the draft is going to be.
Look, I've been contending it for a long time, and it is not the most popular opinion, but I still believe a trade is going to happen. I still believe it's going to happen sooner rather than later. And there's reasons I believe that. But at the same time, things have changed slightly, you know, in terms of the national perspective on Deshaun Watson. It got real when we heard from Lauren Baxley and Ashley Solis, certainly. And then he goes to court on Friday and gets these other names, or nine of them said they were willing to give their name. So that changes the perspective for everyone. You see faces, you hear voices, and you see people identified with Deshaun Watson. It's like, in a lot of cases, people tend to sort of diminish the importance and the severity of these things until you see a video. I mean, just look at some of the cases over the course of NFL history that it was fine until you saw the video. Well, it was fine from a lot of the perspectives to go ahead and work on the trade for Deshaun Watson, think you can get it done, until you see the names and faces. So it has changed, but I still think, all that said, I still think there are teams, probably Miami and Philadelphia, and maybe a couple of others, that are still considering it.
And, I mean, I think the legal process, at the very least, I mean, it's still going to be what it is, but I do think that it's kind of shaping up a little bit more to whether it's settling, whether it's getting more of a clear picture. I think the next 17 days, if they make as much progress in the next couple of weeks, maybe there will be some teams willing to trade. The cases, it looks like, have been all put into one court, and that's why you only heard 13 names made public, at least to the defense last week, is because it was in different courts. They were assigned in different courts, but now I believe Judge Collier who held the hearing at 11 a.m. on Friday. She's going to have all 22 cases. So they will all be in the same group. And we'll see if all these women are willing to give their names and what does happen. We could be heading towards a settlement, and we could be still, even with everything we have going on, and obviously it takes a back seat, but there could still be a trade. According to Mike Florio, Philadelphia is one of those teams to watch. Coming up, questions emerge and facts emerge when Rusty Harden speaks to the media. We'll hear from Deshaun Watson's attorney and what he had to say. We'll pause. We'll react next.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It, presented by Westside Lexus. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
John McClain joining us tomorrow at 10:40 right here on Sports Radio 610. We'll get his reaction to the Watson thing. I also want him to defend his guy because he's been asking for Lovie Smith for a long time. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, that's one of the most pathetic press conferences I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, let's be fair.
It was pitiful.
It was okay. He was doing the normal things until.
It was bad.
Until.
It was bad all the way around. We'll react to that at 1 o'clock. John McClain's got to explain himself because outside of maybe being able to go play some bingo together, I really don't understand what Lovie Smith brings to the table as a football coach.
If you look at Nike in their history, they actually severed their deal with Michael Vick and then brought him back, signed him to a new deal. He's the only one that's had that. But if you look at Justin Gatlin, Lance Armstrong, some of these, this is the normal course that they follow, which is suspension.
That's Darren Revelle talking about Deshaun Watson being put on hold by Nike, losing his Beats by Dre endorsement, losing his voice on the In the Loop intro, and now the Houston Texans taking him off of all their videos and everything. The Texans have basically unofficially, parted ways with Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, it got my attention. They put out a video sort of promoting, you know, as you should, some of their upcoming, media elements. And Deshaun Watson was nowhere on it. Now, let's look at this logically. It's the franchise quarterback. It's the NFL's passing leader. And it's nowhere to his name is nowhere to be found. I actually did some searching, just a quick search on HoustonTexans.com. Deshaun Watson is still on the website, but it's primarily no features, no highlights or anything like that. It's primarily like old stories of game stories, like when he threw for four touchdowns or whatever. It's stuff that you can't erase. They're kind of scrubbing him.
The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. So the endorsements have spoken to Deshaun Watson, and we finally heard from his attorney in a press conference form. This is Rusty Harden holding courts and laying out not all of it, but some of the defense of Deshaun Watson as his legal battle continues against his 22 accusers and Tony Busby.
Let me start out about you folks, the media. I don't think there's any secret in Houston that I've probably, of the people I know and live, probably been the most foremost, strongest advocate of what y'all do that I know. Many of you have heard me say in other forums, in my lifetime professionally, first time I was probably ever quoted in 77, and I want the audience to know this because I don't join in the cynicism about the media. Even when we get criticism, even when we don't want to answer the questions you want to ask, even when we get upset with an article or broadcast. Fact is, I've been doing this as far as publicly being asked questions by the media since 1977. I'm not happy about that figure because you can do the math after that. And since 1977, to this day as I stand here, I have never been misquoted, not by a single member of the media. I have been quoted saying some things I wished I hadn't said, but I said them, okay? And I didn't say they were off the record. I've never had anybody violate the off-the-record rule. So I stand before you as somebody who's not criticizing the media historically and not criticizing now. Y'all have done your job. You have not been unfair to us. And the reason you haven't been able, it has gone so badly for us in the media, is because we have not been comfortable talking to you. So y'all have done, and everybody in this room, or anybody that's on the Zoom call, all knows that everybody in the media that I'm aware of actively and aggressively sought to get our side, and we refused. So I've been accused many times in the past of jumping in front of cameras too quickly or whatever, and some of you are not used to the fact that we just were not talking to you. And the reason is we don't know what happened for sure. And you've heard me talk all along here about how in the world are we supposed to respond when we don't know the names of the people. And I've seen some talking heads that say, well, I can find out who did it, right? I mean, they just go look and they match up dates and try to figure out. That's not what it's supposed to be about. We're not supposed to have to guess who is accusing us of doing something wrong. And I have been, and you've seen our pleadings, I have been guided throughout this by a strong fear. What if we disagreed with a woman and her petition, and it turned out we were wrong about who it was? You and everybody else would rightly scour us for that. So we have been involved in something that I'm not sure y'all recognize how unique it is. What's really important is to understand the dangers of what's happened these last 2 weeks. Not just the dangers to Deshaun Watson, but the dangers to anyone in which an opponent decides to try to ruin because it will help their case. Because if you stop and think about it, let's assume for a moment that given the rapidity of social media, that someone decides that it's to their advantage, whether it gives them bad litigation, whether it gives them advantage in anything else, to go out and just lambast the target of their ire.
You're listening to Rusty Harden's press conference right here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610, the attorney of Deshaun Watson.
Rusty at his absolute best. Very measured, very calm, not overly excited, but getting some very important points across here that, you know, frankly, seem to work. He's kind of playing on the whole, what if this was you and you were innocent? He's not saying that, but he's kind of saying it, you know, talking about the dangers of his perspective, saying we don't know what happened for sure. We're not going to guess at who these accusers are. Now, it's expected because he's defending Deshaun Watson. Tony Busby now has given him, he has received all these names. It's going to be very interesting how they play this, but this is clearly his next strategy is just praying, and he's going to do it to a jury maybe even. What if this was you and you were innocent? We can all relate to that.
Here's more from Rusty Harden, Deshaun Watson's attorney holding court.
And lambast somebody that the media and the public care about that has a reputation so that they will get the coverage they want. Let's assume for a moment, now I'm not naming names or suggesting anything, but let's assume for a moment someone decides it is to his or her advantage to be a proponent of a particular social issue or a particular hot button issue. And they pick a target to try to become associated with that activity. And they give all these self-serving social media posts about how wonderful they are and how the champion they are of this or that. And then they make these horribly salacious allegations.
Now, he's not naming names, but he's clearly talking about Tony Busby there.
Salacious.
Anonymously. They file a petition, but the other side's answer date is not until the first Monday, 20 days after the first lawsuit's filed against them. In the meantime, the object of it doesn't know who it was. How do I know? How do I prepare? What do I do? And then people who are sympathetic to the social issue being raised say, well, what's the big deal? You can find out. What we heard today in the courts so far, and other judges still to rule, and I don't want to anticipate what they're going to say, but so far, uniformly in 13 of the cases filed against him, two different judges have said, you need to tell them. Tell them who you are. And actually, Mr. Busby, as you may know this morning, halfway through the hearing, said that he was ready to amend as soon as he got all his people. That is something he could have done 2 weeks ago. And all of this howling about us, who is it? We could have filed answers before now. We could have fully investigated. And while we were investigating, our biggest fear was being wrong about somebody. So somebody might say, well, my God, look at all those lawsuits. Does that mean he saw that many people? Folks, this guy has been getting 2 to 3 massages a week. The math I do on that is anywhere from 120 to 140 to 150 massages a year.
Now, this is really important because up till now, I was saying we can't assume that these encounters were set up as massages. Now, again, we don't know case by case what
he's
Deshaun's team is going to claim. But this is the first time that we know that Rusty Harden, Deshaun Watson, his side of things compared to Tony Busby's and the lawsuits we've read, this is the first acknowledgement of setting up this many massages from Deshaun Watson's perspective, which I think is an important emerging
for both sides
fact
for both sides
and for us when we discuss it as responsibly as we can.
Well, we can now say responsibly and accurately, as both sides have and Rusty in particular have confirmed. Deshaun Watson made the calls, the messages via Instagram, whatever it was, and it was absolutely massages up to 150 in a year.
In the year 2020, all of a sudden, spas shut down. If y'all remember, nobody was getting massages unless they came up with an ad hoc way to do it. So that partly, that doesn't mean exclusively. He'd gone on Instagram before to line up, and he did. But I've learned, but the fact is, the world massage world during the pandemic changed. If you look at these allegations, my calculation is every one of them occur after we shut down from the pandemic. I was in a trial, so I'm pretty mindful of when everything shut down, and everything shut down the middle of March. First one of these allegations is late March of last year. That doesn't mean that he was never using Instagram before. I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying that if you are a busy, active athlete, and you are traveling constantly as he was, then you are going to have immediate, when you want to get one, you can't predict it ahead of time. And by the way, these football teams don't have this battery of masseuses. I think that's probably something when y'all look into it and start talking, you'll find out it's not the case. All these players, they use different masseuses. Which is another thing that I had to learn because of the generational aspect. Millennials live on Instagram. Those of you who are millennials know that. Those of you who are not have probably discovered it long before I. They do business on it. Deshaun lives on Instagram. He does business transactions on Instagram. Other people do. I'm discovering a much more prevalent use of it than I had any idea. I'm not on Instagram. I don't do Twitter. I'm not on Facebook. I am an idiot about modern communications. But what I've learned is everybody else is not. And so there are all kinds of things that one, if you first look at and get people had questions about that I have found are totally normal. Now once we find out who the names are, once we find out we no longer have to worry about whether or not we're guessing right about the right person, we'll examine these allegations just like anybody else. And just like I hope y'all will. I trust and hope that once y'all find out who the people are, you will do the same type of investigation of these cases that you've done of us. So I wanted to make sure in my comments that you understood that I am not blaming the messenger that sits in this room or on the TVs. But I do want you to stop and think about the logical implications of what has happened here if it continues. Think about this.
I think that was about as good as Rusty Harden could have done, given kind of the tenor of things around Deshaun Watson right now. There was a little bit of a risk he took there, and I'll explain it to you in a second.
Yeah, let's get that in a sec. We're going to hear Rusty Harden's final plea and reasoning behind why he feels that he understands that a lot of times anonymity is important for alleged victims, but why he thinks that Deshaun Watson's accusers' names should be put out there. We'll hear Rusty Harden's case on that, because that was the most polarizing thing that emerged last week, was that. We'll hear Rusty Harden on that, as well as I want to give some props, because I've been critical of Deshaun Watson's camp, but 11 o'clock, I got to give some props. You guys are so cute. You guys are growing up right in front of my eyes. I'm so proud of you, little Bernie. But what were you saying, J-Lo?
There's a little bit of a risk that Rusty took there. Everything he did was so tack on and playing to the emotions. He literally used the word logic. He put us there with talking about the dangers of, you know, we don't know what happened for sure, and playing on what if this was, you know, were you. But here's the risk that he took. And I think it also is an indicator that this is going to be a settlement. It's not going to go to court. You heard when he said, you know, that most NFL teams don't have this, quote, battery of massage therapists. Basically, he's saying a lot of these players go to massage therapists or other therapists and personal trainers on their own, which is 100% accurate. I don't know of a single NFL player that doesn't have their own, you know, type of therapist, whether it's massage or otherwise. But here's the risk that he took. If this goes to court, I guarantee you Tony Busby is going to get other players to testify. And he's going to ask them a very simple question. And it could be huge names because it's a bigger impact. Suppose he brings in J.J. Watt. Hold on, let me finish. They can do this. They can subpoena. Like if Rusty Harden's case is they don't have this battery, a lot of players do this. What do you think Tony Busby's going to do? He's going to bring in he's going to make sure that these guys testify. J.J., DeAndre Hopkins, Will Fuller. And he's going to ask them a very simple question, Landry. Do you get 150 massages from 150 different women every year? Have you done it since the pandemic started? Have you had massages from 150? We don't know what their answer is going to be, but we can probably use logic to give that answer.
And I think you can also read between the lines when it comes to the way that Harden talks about Busby and the way that Busby talks about Harden is, first of all, they acknowledge that they texted each other during this process, and there's a lot of respect. So we could be heading that way towards a settlement. But we shall see, John. It's getting crazy. The most polarizing thing that Rusty Harden had to say, we'll hear very shortly. Tomorrow at this time, John McClain's going to be with us. We're also going to give away some Kane Brown tickets. So be listening right here. We got you covered for some Kane Brown action.
Right here.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Coming up, the most polarizing thing that Rusty Harden had to say. And I got to give some props to the Watson camp. You guys are growing up right in front of my very eyes. I'm so proud of you. Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.